I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Welcome to the best show on the planet, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive. And on top of that, a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's episode. Today's topic is about your quality. The quality of you, the quality of what you do, the quality of your work, the quality of you as a person. It shows in every single thing you do. So you got to make sure every opportunity that you get, you make it count. We talked about opportunity many times on the show. We talked about quality, talked about the pride you put behind your work. We've also talked about quantity, putting out a whole lot of your work to maximize your abilities and even to get yourself better. And we'll touch on that a little bit later in today's episode. The reason that I'm talking about this is when I was looking for someone to do some web work for me, and I put this advertisement up or job posting up, and I let people message me and reply to make their offers, make their pitch for why they should be the person chosen. And in looking at the applications that I was getting from people, it really made me think about this point here. It just showed me how low quality and or high quality some people are, actually how low quality some people are and how high quality some other people are, just by looking at the applications that these people gave, just looking at their cover letters, looking at their responses to the, because if you post a job posting online these days, often, not on every site, but often on sites, they'll give the employer, which was me, the opportunity to ask a couple of questions. So everybody who would apply, they get asked these three questions or these five questions that they can fill in their own answer to, because often when people are applying for jobs online, whether that be full-time employment or a freelance situation, they often have their roped information that they share every time. They're cut and pasted information. Listen, I do that, not in applying for jobs, but in other things that I do, I use cut and pasted the same info that gets asked for over and over again. But then when you get to ask those questions, you get to see what people are really, if people are really paying attention to what's being asked of them, if they're really reading the information that's being presented to them, if they put any time or thought into the specific individual or specific company or specific entity or the specific job that they're actually applying to. Did they put any thought into it, any time into it at all, or they just copy and paste and then move on to the next one and do the same thing over and over again like an assembly line? And the thing is, the reason why this matters is because when I was looking through those applications, and there were a lot of them, I needed a way to filter down. And this is something that I explained to all of you when I was talking about hard work beating talent when talent doesn't work hard, which is actually an incorrect cliche, is that we have to filter down. We have so many options to go through. Us as human beings, we always need a mechanism in our brains that allows us to filter through the masses of options so that we can at least get it down to a manageable number of options so we can say, okay, these are the ones we're looking for. For example, if you're going home shopping, if you're looking to buy a house or rent a house or rent an apartment or buy a condo, whatever it is, you make a filter so you at least can narrow down your options as to what you're looking for. What are some filters you have when you're looking for the place that you're going to live? Maybe you think of the city. Then maybe you think of the neighborhood. Then the type of home you want to live in. Do you want to live in an apartment, a condominium? Do you want to live in a house? Do you want to live in the suburbs? Do you want to live in the city? Do you want a one bedroom or a two bedroom? Does it need to have more than one bathroom? Do you need space for the kids? How many parking spaces does the place come with? Is there a budget as to how much money you want to spend per month or total on the budget for the house? All of these things are filters that we create so that we can take the big number, the masses of options available to us, and narrow it down to a few. And when someone is employing people, when they're looking to employ people, when they're recruiting new talent, they have filters. Human beings, we have these filters in our minds. You, when you're looking for a potential partner, potential mate, you have some filters in your mind. Okay, I don't want anyone who does this job. I want someone who's from this place. I want somebody of this religion. I'm looking for someone of this, I don't know, who's in this type of industry. I don't want anybody from that industry. I don't want anybody like this because they were like, that would be like too much like my ex-mate, and I don't want anything that reminds me of my ex-mate. I want the exact opposite. So we have these filters in our minds. And when I was looking at these people who were, a lot of them were freelancers who were looking to work for me in this posting that I had, I was quickly filtering through them just by looking at how much time and effort, just thought really. It didn't even really take that much time, but how much thought did they put into their cover letters and put into answering those questions? And it was an easy filter for me to get rid of about 70% of the people. Then it got me down to a manageable number of people where I could look at them individually, and then I could look at the details. Then I would read their resumes. Then I would look at their bios and portfolios and what they've done in the past. Before I did the filter, I didn't even look at that stuff. And this is the point that I was making with you all in the Hard Work Beats Talent episode, is that the fullness of what you can bring to the table, because all of us, we know ourselves 100%. We know everything about ourselves. We know what we can do. We know what we can't do. We know all of our virtues, all of the things that make us good, all of the things that would make us a good worker or a good player or a good teammate or a good girlfriend or a good boyfriend, husband, wife, boss, manager, person for the promotion, et cetera, et cetera. But the people we come across, they don't know all that stuff about us. All they're going to know about us are a few things based on their own filters of what they're looking for. What are the most important things to them? Therefore, there were probably some people who I completely filtered out and said I'm completely disregarding these people as possibilities to hire for this job that I have, that there were some great things that they had maybe in their bios or in their resumes or in their portfolios that I never even looked at, because the filters that I was looking at showed that they weren't putting their full quality into everything they were doing. That's why I'm talking about that in today's episode. You ever dealt with somebody in a way anywhere, going into a business? Maybe you were the person running the business and you had a person who came into you, or anywhere in life, doesn't it have to be business related, where you felt like you were just another number to a person? You ever felt like that before, that they're like, all right, you're just another number? Yes, you are an individual. Yes, you have a name and a birth date, and there are these special individual qualities about you. Maybe they would consider that if somebody asked them. But in the moment, they were treating you like you were just another number, just another one to get through so I can get to the end of this day or to the next whatever, or so I can collect this money or whatever the situation was for that person. You ever felt like that with somebody? How'd you feel? How do you feel when somebody seems to be working with you in a way as if you are just another number? It's not even that they're trying to make you feel that way. It's just the way that they are that makes you think, hey, this person is treating me as if I'm just a nobody, as if I'm not an individual, as if I wouldn't like a smile, as if I wouldn't like them to actually pay attention to me and have a conversation with me, not just another person, but have a conversation with me and talk to me and maybe even make eye contact with me. How about that? Everyone knows how it feels to be in that situation. It doesn't feel good. You would not voluntarily deal with that person again, would you? And this is the same way that other people look at us. That's why I'm talking about this here today. Again, the topic is your quality shows in everything you do. Point number one, you as an individual out in your life, everything you do, you notice and pay attention to details when you're a high quality individual. A high quality individual, which I'm assuming that you are, and if you think you haven't been high quality, you are in process of becoming that because you listen to the show every day. It's an inevitability that you'll become a high quality person from listening to this, and you'll remain one if you already were before you got here. And you'll remember how to be one if you were one before, but you forgot about it. When you are a high quality individual, point number one, you notice and pay attention to details. Details are very important. Details are important in business. Details are important in relationships. Details are important in sport. The details of the fundamentals are important when you play sports. It could be, I'd say often, basketball is a game of inches. The 1 inch of space that you create from your defender is the difference between you getting off a clean shot and that shot being blocked. Or the way that you play defense, 1 inch is the difference between getting a smart, clean deflection and being called for a foul. That 1 inch of difference could be the difference between winning a game and losing a game, making or missing the playoffs, winning or losing the championship. An inch, that small detail could make up all the difference. And there's stories that I read about, I don't remember which band this was, but there was some rock band. They would go on tour and they would have their rider. Those of you who don't know what a rider is, it's a list of requirements that they would send ahead to the manager of every venue that their tour was coming to. So let's say their tour is coming to Madison Square Garden. This band, who's a band that's out there? I don't know. NSYNC. And they probably don't even exist anymore. Let's say NSYNC. They're coming to play Madison Square Garden. They're going to send their rider to Madison Square Garden way ahead of time before they actually get there to play their tour date there. And the person who's in charge, whoever that is at Madison Square Garden, has to read this rider. And what a rider is just a list of items that the band or the person, whoever it is, requires in their dressing room. So it'll be something like, we need a case of Dom Perignon, or I need two 24 cases of Evian water. And a lot of times they would be very specific. If you ever saw online, many years ago, they used to always get, these riders would get out and they would just get published to the public. That people would show, these are all the things I require in my dressing room when I'm doing a, it could be a comedian, it could be a musician, it could be an actor or actress. There's just this rider that when they're doing their own show headlining, they get to tell you what they want in it. And there was one particular band, I don't know who it was, but every time they traveled, they would, in their rider, and it was a long list of things, a laundry list of items that they needed in there, and this person would just be the gopher running around the city and getting all this stuff, being basically a concierge. They would say something like, we want a bowl full of peanut M&Ms, but we want all the brown M&Ms removed from the bowl. It would be some little small detail thing like that. And this is what would happen. They would show up to the venue, or their tour manager actually, would show up to the venue ahead of time, before the band actually got there, and they would go into the dressing room because that rider, everything was supposed to be there ahead of time. The tour manager goes into the room, right? And then they go to that bowl of M&Ms. They don't go down the list and double check everything that was on the list. All they would do is pick this random item in the middle of the rider, bowl of M&Ms, peanut M&Ms with all the brown ones taken out. They would go to that M&Ms bowl and see, are all the brown ones removed? If the brown ones were not removed, the tour manager would immediately know this person is not paying attention to detail, which means we need to double and triple check every single thing this person was responsible for because they're not paying attention to detail. That one little thing is how they would know, should I trust this person or should I not? Now, if the M&Ms were removed, now they could say, okay, this person's on point. This person's paying attention. This person pays attention to detail. This is a high quality individual. I can trust this person to make sure everything else that they were responsible for was right here. You, point number one here, is you notice and pay attention to details, even the smallest details of yourself and the details of other people when you're a high quality individual. The more you pay attention to detail with other people, the better rapport you'll be able to build with them because you'll notice the small things about them that most people don't pay attention to. And when you notice something small about a person that's actually true, and you know it's true because you're paying attention to detail, and you can build rapport on that, that person will remember you a lot more, they'll like you a lot more. And listen, all of us like it when somebody's paying attention to us. Don't you like it when someone's just paying attention to you? Even if it's somebody you don't necessarily know, you definitely like it when someone notices a small detail about you that most other people don't notice because most human beings, we're looking at people on the surface. We're glazing over people. We're not even noticing people. People walk up and down the streets now with their necks bent, craned down, looking at their phones, don't even see what's going on in front of them, walking into people, walking into poles, crossing streets on a red light because they're looking down at their phones and not even noticing other human beings. So when you have the high quality skill of noticing detail in other people, they're going to, number one, remember you, and number two, they're going to like you a lot more. Is that something that will help you in life? Point number two, when you're a high quality individual, you take the time to get things right, knowing that you will be judged by what you do, and not just what you do as a whole, but the small piece of what you do that each individual person that you come across is experiencing. For example, when you step into a hotel and you walk up to the front desk and there's someone there who you're meeting for the first time and they're watching you interact with this front desk person, they don't know anything about the 20 or 30 or 45 years of your life that you lived up to this point, and they may not be around for the next 60 or 70 years of your life that you live after this point. The only thing that they have to judge you off of is watching you have this interaction with this person at the front desk of the hotel, or this person at the checkout counter at CVS, or this person standing next to you in the elevator, or that person themselves. When you two first meet and you sit there for 2 hours and converse, all they're going to judge you off of is that 2 hours. Now, yeah, they might have heard about you before that, or seen some things, or read some things. They're going to judge you much more off how they feel about you in that small interaction. Even if it's 3 days, that's a small amount compared to your entire life, right? They're going to judge you off of what you do in the small amount of time that they are around you. This is what we all do. We judge people not off of the content of their character. Sorry, Martin Luther King. We judge people off of what we see them doing. We judge people off of their actions. The high quality individual will take the time to get things right, knowing that you're doing things right and paying attention to that detail, because other people are going to judge you off of the very, very small part of you that they know about. Some of you don't know anything about me other than listening to me on this podcast every single day. So this podcast needs to sound good. I need to be saying things that make sense. I need to say things that keep you engaged and keep your attention and make you say, you know what, this is good. I'm going to listen to this again tomorrow, because if I fail to do that, then you're going to judge me off of this little bit of my life that you're listening to. This 20 minutes a day out of 24 hours, out of 365 days, out of how many years that I'm going to live, you're going to judge me off this little piece. And if you don't like this little piece, then you're going to pass judgment and that's going to be it. And I won't get a second try to show you anything else that's great about me, because you're only going to go off of what you can see. Other people are doing the same thing with you, so you need to make sure you are taking time to make sure you are displaying your quality as much as possible, as often as possible, as brightly as possible. Point number three, today's topic again, is when you are a high quality individual, your quality shows in everything you do. When you're high quality, this does not mean that just because you're going for high quality that we just pass over quantity. Now, I told you in episode number 27, the quality of quantity. I make sure I got those right. And that's episode 27 at dreallday.com/podcast. For those of you who haven't been around since the beginning of this podcast, make sure you take advantage of that podcast archive. Every episode I've ever published is there at dreallday/podcast. Doesn't mean you eschew quantity when you're trying to be a, or aiming to be, or continuing to be a high quality individual. What it means is that you work on your game and get better, so that quantity, your quantity that you're going to put out, because you're going to do that, is still going to be high quality. See, just because you do something a lot doesn't mean that it can't be high quality. Just because you take a long time on doing something doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be amazing. See, people just have these ideas stuck in their minds. Oh, so if I take a long time with something, that means it's going to be great. And if I do it fast, then it can't possibly be very good. This is not true. If you are a high quality individual, even if you do something a lot, it's going to be just a whole lot of high quality stuff that you put out. That's just the bottom line. So you have to make sure, again, as you're doing your quantity, because I've already told you about quantity, episode 27, you're still going to be high quality while you're doing it. Point number four, when you're a high quality individual, how you do anything is how you do everything. Now, there's a cliche that's actually true. How you do anything is how you do everything. Even if you think in your own life, right now you might be doing something and you're kind of lollygagging and half-assing with it, but you know when it gets to things in your life that really matter, you're going to step it up and do it seriously. And this may very well be true. Listen, we all have our peaks and valleys when it comes to energy and how much we value certain aspects of life. Listen, everybody doesn't value everything at the exact same level. Nobody is 100% with every single thing they're doing in their lives, because we all have different interests and we don't all like everything that we have to do in our lives. This is just a reality of the human existence. However, other people are going to judge you off of what they see, how they see you doing something, even if it's something you don't care about. I told you the story about the gentleman who was checking me out at the register at the grocery store, and he didn't even make eye contact, didn't say hello, and he told me he had been there since 12 o'clock. Like, it was a long time. It was only 4-something when he said it. So he'd been at work for 4 hours, and he was saying as if he'd been working there for 3 days straight. And I could only judge him off of that small piece of his life that I knew about. This 30-second interaction is the only thing I could judge him on. He may be the most brilliant graphic designer or car automobile manufacturer or motivational speaker in the world, but for that 30 seconds, that's all I had. That's all the interaction I had with him, and that's the way I'm going to judge him, because how he does anything, that one 30-second snippet, is how I'm going to assume he does everything. Unconsciously, that's the assumption that I'm making. You should believe that how you do anything is how you do everything. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not, because people who you come across will assume it about you whether you believe it or you don't. Let's recap today's topic, which is your quality shows in everything you do. When you are a high quality individual, number one, you notice and pay attention to details of yourself and details of others. Number two, You take time to get things right, knowing that you will be judged by what you do, even if what you do to another person is all that little small piece is all they get from you. That's exactly how they're going to judge you. Number three, this does not mean that you eschew quantity. Go back to episode number 27 and understand the quality of quantity. What it means is, as a high quality person, you work on your game, get better, and your quantity is still high quality at the exact same time. It is both. It is not either or. Number four, how you do anything in life is how you do everything. Even if you don't believe that, the people you come across are going to judge you as if whatever they see you doing is exactly how you do everything else, because they're not going to follow you around for 24 hours to find out if they were right or wrong. They're going to trust their own judgment, because they've been around much longer than they've been around you. Therefore, work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.